Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Washington, D.C. The Biden administration will allow Wall Street to invest in the Chinese military in order to make them combat ready. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman comes to give us the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
China is doing everything to boost its military buildup while at the same time pushing a dialogue with the United States.
Well, what the Chinese have been doing recently is actually a much needed revamping of their military training regimen. They have had problems fielding advanced weapons in their army, in their fast attack forces, their assault forces, and so they are now trying to upgrade, use more high-tech weaponry, and to upgrade their training regimen so their troops are more combat ready. The United States has been able to train our military to the point of exhaustion, really, in foreign wars over the past 25 years. The Chinese have not. So they do not have the combat experience that the U.S. military has. They do not have a cadre of generals and executive officers who have been battle-tested, battle-hardened. They are going to be using more modern training techniques, more intensive military training techniques to try to bring their forces up to snuff with the United States as they negotiate with us. It's not much of a negotiation. The Chinese now are really laying down demands upon the Biden regime. You must lift restrictions on Wall Street from investing in Chinese military companies. That is a really big demand from the Chinese communist leadership. They are very intent on getting Wall Street support because they know if the big companies, the hedge funds and the big banks and the investment companies are putting money into Chinese military companies, there's very little that the U.S. government can do. Now President Biden is already lifting those, so it will be okay for Americans and hedge funds to invest in the Chinese military. I happen to think it's a disastrous mistake and will, again, only embolden the Chinese communist leadership.
Ken Timmerman with the details behind the report that the Biden administration will allow Wall Street to finance the Chinese military to bring them up to a point of being combat ready. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. America's number one challenge militarily is the Chinese military operation. With the Biden administration allowing Wall Street to finance China's military buildup, doesn't seem right. However, the prophetic scenario for China reveals China will be a partner with the Antichrist to become number one militarily in the last days. That's Revelation chapter 16, verse 12 through verse 16. Political decisions will help set the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...